ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך. We have פרשת שבוע, פרשת תולדות. And we have right at the beginning of the parasha, Torah tells us about Yitzhak and Rivka, that after they were married for 20 years, they didn't have kids, and now they started to pray. The pasuk said, ויעתר יצחק לאדוני לנוכח אשתו כי עקרה היא, ויעת ירדו אדוני ותהר רבקה אשתו. Rashi later on, he tells us that when Yitzhak married Rivka, she was only 3 years old. So obviously you cannot tell me she was Akara for 20 years. He waited for her until she became 13. Now she's Ra'uy Lehirayon, and she was Akara only for 10 years. But according to the Tosafot and the Midrashim, they said that Rivka Aminu, she was 14 years old when she got married. So according to this, that means she was Akara for 20 years. And the Pasuk says here clearly, Ve'atar Yitzhak l'Adonai l'nocha hashto ki Akara hi. She was Akara. Even though Ba'al HaTorim tells us here, he said the word hi, ki Akara hi, hu ketib. Lomar lecha ki af hu haya Akar. Even Yitzhak Avinu, he himself, he was also a barren, he was also Akar. Ve'id de darshi ha makra lomar, hi velo hu. דה הכתיב כי ביצחק יקרא לך זרע. על מה לב עקר היה? So, יצחק אבינו, he wasn't עקר. פסוק סד בפירוש, כי עקרה היא. So, יצחק אבינו had to pray for her. ויתר יצחק לשם לנוכח אשתו כי עקרה היא. ויעתר לו השם ותהר רבקה אשתו. So, simple understanding of the פסוק, that יצחק אבינו was praying לנוכח אשתו. What does mean לנוכח אשתו? לרשמם סד לנוכח בשביל אשתו. Yitzhak was praying for his wife, and Hashem answered his prayer. But the Midrashim, Rashi told us from the Midrash Rabbah, said, what does it mean, לנוכח אשתו? זה עומד בזווית זו ומתפלל, וזו עומדת בזווית זו ומתפללת. It means both of them, they were praying. Obviously, when Yitzhak Abinu was praying, he was praying also for Rivka Aminu. He was praying for her. So, מסתמד את Rivka, she was also praying for herself also. And he was praying, and she was also praying. That's what Rashi tells us. Both of them, they were praying, but the Pasuk said, Ve'atir lo Hashem. Hashem answered his prayer, and not her prayer. Sforno here, he tells us here, Sforno, he says, Lenocha hashto, af'al pi shehu ptah ala zera sheyirash, hitpallel la'el itbarach sheyitten lo oto zera, mizot ha'aguna ha'nitzibet nechho. Said, even though Yitzhak Abinu, he did not need to pray. Why? Because Hashem already promised his father, Abraham Abinu. He told him, "Ki be Yitzhak yikare lecha zera." All klal am Israel, they're going to come, Arif Yitzhak. So obviously Yitzhak Abinu is going to have kids. So really, he wasn't scared about himself. But really his main prayer, Yitzhak Abinu, he was praying that he should have the kids from her. From this decade, from Rivka, after we saw last week parasha. Ve'bi'eha Yitzhak ha'ohila saramu. Rashi says, since that he brought her to the Ohel, he brought her to the tent, and her ma'asim, they were just like the ma'asim of Sarah Aminu. That's why Ben Nahim Yitzhak Ahareimu, he saw that she was tzaddikit, kishu shana ben Ahuhim, like Rashi tells us in the beginning of the parasha. Ve'i Yitzhak ben 40 shana, bekahto et Rubka, who was Rubka? Bat betuel ha'arami, mpaddan aram, ahot laban ha'arami, don't I know this already by now? Why the Torah is repeating it? Rashi says, from the Midrash, to teach us that even though she came from her father was Rasha, her brother was Rasha, all her family were Rasha'im, the town that she's living, they're all of them they were Rasha'im, and she was tzaddikit. So really, the whole prayer of Yitzhak Abinu with him when he was praying for her, he wasn't praying for himself. Hashem promised him he has nothing to worry about. He was praying only for her. So what does it mean? He was praying that Hashem should give him kids from Rivka Aminu, because he liked Rivka Aminu. He saw her ma'asim tovim, so he wanted to bring Am Israel through Rivka Aminu. That's why he was praying for her. But here, what also the Midrash Rabbah, tells us here, in the beginning of the parasha, Samech Gimel, Siman He, Lenocha Hashto Melamed Shehaya Yitzhak Shatuach Kan, Vehi Shetuach Kan. Each one of them was standing in a different corner and they were praying, like what Rashi brought. All the kids that you want to give me, Rabbono Shel Olam, I want all of them to come from Rivka Aminu, from this tzaddiket. כל בנים שאתה עתיד לתן לי, יהיו מן הצדיק הזה. All the kids that you are supposed to give me should come from Yitzhak Avinu. He was praying for her, that to have the kids only from her, not from different wife. She was praying that she should get all her kids from Yitzhak Avinu, not from different husband. Why? Because we know that Rebekah Avinu was supposed to give birth to 12 Shevatim. She was supposed to give birth to 12 Shevatim. למה זה אנוכי? What's been למה זה אנוכי? איך אחים said, זה איזה גימטריה 12. She was supposed to give birth to 12 Shevatim, Rebekah Avinu. Furthermore, I saw in Pardes Yosef bring Parashat Veira, the end of Parashat Veira, brings down, said, also Sarah Avinu, she was also supposed to give birth to 12 kids. Why? Just like the Pasuk said, after the Akidah, ויוגד לאברהם לאמור, הנה ילידה מלכה גם היא בנים לנחור אחיך. His brother נחור, his wife gave birth to 12 kids. את עוץ בכורו ואת בוז אחיו ואת כמואל אבי ארם ואת כסד ואת חזו ואת פלדש ואת ידלף ואת בתואל. ופיל הקלוש בן ארבע ותלגים את טבח ואת גחם ואת תחש ואת מעכם. Here you have 12. So his brother נחור, he got 12 kids. Rashi says also over there, Sarah Menno was also supposed to get 12 kids. But because Sarah Menno, she left and she said, Halibain mea shanai valid, and she said that, V'tzhak Sarah bekorbah lemor, Aharebe loti haitali adna vadoni zaken. Because she left, she lost that opportunity, and she had only Yitzhak Avinu. If it wasn't because of that she left, she was supposed to give birth to 12 kids. Same thing the Pardes Yosef said was supposed to be with Rebekah Avinu. She was also supposed to give birth to 12 kids, 12 Shevatim. But because Rebekah Avinu, what did she say? V'tomer, im ze tzara erayon, lama ze anuchi? Because of this, she lost it and she got to Yaakov and Esav. That's what she was praying for. But really, she was supposed to get 12 Shevatim. Only because she said, V'tomer, im ken lama ze anuchi? That's why she lost it. And she gave birth only to 2 kids. But here what the Midrash is telling us here, she was praying, all the kids that you want to give me, Rabbanu Shel Olam, I want it from Yitzhak. And he was praying, all the kids you want to give me, Rabbanu Shel Olam, I want it from Rebekah Avinu. So he was praying for her, she was praying for him. And the Pasuk said, Ve'atir lo Adonai v'tah Rebekah Ishto. Hashem listened to him. Now why did Hashem listen to him and not to her? Rashi tells us, Ve'yater lo Hashem, lo ve'lo la. Hashem answered his prayer, Yitzhak's prayer, and not Rebekah's prayer. Why? She'eno dome tefilat tzadik ben tzadik letefilat tzadik ben rasha'. Lefichach lo ve'lo la. That's basically what the Gemara Masechet Yebamot. The Gemara says over the Samech Danet, really the Pasuk said, since that both of them they were praying, both of them, she was standing in this corner, he was standing in that corner, both of them they were praying, the Pasuk should have said, ve'yater lahem Hashem, but the Harub Kashto. What ve'yater lo Hashem? From here the Gemara is medayeket, ve'yater lo Hashem, Hashem answered his prayer, not hers. Now the question is, why did Hashem answer his prayer? So Rashi said, that's basically from the Gemara, as I said, she'eno dome tefilat tzadik ben tzadik, tefilat tzadik ben rasha'. The tefillah of tzaddik ben tzaddik, who was tzaddik ben tzaddik? Yitzhak Avinu. He was tzaddik, and his father Abraham was also tzaddik. His prayer was more powerful. That's why Hashem answered his prayer and not her prayer, because she was tzaddiket but rasha. That's why Hashem answered his prayer. But I saw also something else. Why did Hashem answer Yitzhak's prayer and not Rivka's prayer? I saw here it brings down in Sefer Shem and Rosh. He brings down Parashat Veigash. He says here in Chelek Tet, Daf Shin Mem He, he writes here, after he quotes the Gemara that we said, in Gemara Masech De Yevamot, Ve'atir lo Hashem lo ve'lo la, he says, Dehne lecha ora tekshe, Lama usrach leharbot ulafsir betifla, Halo kvar avtiyah Hashem le'Abraham, Ki b'Yitzhak yikare lecha zara, Ve'imkin, bevaday Hashem ten lahem zera. Why was Yitzhak Avinu so worried? And he was praying, ve'yatar Yitzhak l'shem l'enocha hashto, t'palel ve'yfzir betfilah. He was praying hard. The what? That Hashem should give him a kid. Why you have to pray so hard? Hashem already promised you. What was he worried about? אמנם נראה, דהן אמת, כי סמוך היה לבו של יצחק שייתן לו השם בנים, he wasn't worried, השם promised me he's going to give me kids, for sure he's going to give me kids. But השם told אברהם, that ביצחק קריך, אז הרי, יצחק doesn't have kids. But when? When יצחק doesn't have kids? אחו הפציר והתפלל, שייתן לו השם בנים, בהקדם, בחיי אביו אברהם. יצחק אבינו, he wanted the kids to come during the lifetime of אברהם אבינו. He was praying, probably Hashem's going to give me kids, but maybe Hashem's going to give me kids at the age of 120, at the age of 130. That means Abraham Avinu probably is going to pass away meanwhile. That's why here he's saying he wanted to pray, the only reason Ishaq prayed, so Hashem should give him kids during the lifetime of Abraham Avinu. Why he was so much concerned about this? He said, you know why? כי ברואין זה את זה, אז יהיה בטוח שלא תפסק התורה מזרעו לעולם. Since that, the Gemara says, כל שהוא תלמיד חכם, הוא בנו תלמיד חכם, הוא בן בנו תלמיד חכם, שהוא בן תורה פוסקת מזרעו. The Gemara said, anyone who's תלמיד חכם, and his son is also תלמיד חכם, his grandson is also תלמיד חכם, שהוא בן תורה פוסקת מזרעו, is guaranteed כביכול, he has guaranteed from הקדוש ברוך הוא, that all his descendants, they're going to be תלמידי חכמים. Obviously, if they wanted to be Talmid Hakam, if one of his descendants is not in the mood to become Talmid Hakam, the Torah is not going to come make a hole in his brain and goes inside Baal Korho. It doesn't happen like this. If he wants, he has Zichut Abot, Torah mechazeret al chsaniyah shel Allah, like the Pasuk said, lo yamush umpicha, umpi zara'acha, umpi zara'a zara'acha. If you have zara'acha, zara'a zara'acha, then Amar Hashem me'atav ad olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I guarantee you the Torah is going to continue from your descendant. So Tosafot they ask over there, Tosafot they ask, we see a lot of Talmidei Hakamim, they are Talmidei Hakamim, their kids are Talmidei Hakamim, their grandchildren are also Talmidei Hakamim, but the Torah doesn't continue with them. Why is it like this? Tosafot said, no, this promise happens only if they saw each other. That means the grandson has to be Talmid Hakam during the lifetime of the grandfather who is still alive. If the grandfather, he saw his grandson Talmid Hakam, then he has this Habtaha. So here, that was really what was Yitzhak Avinu was praying for. Bera'u ze et ze, that was his prayer. Yitzhak Avinu was praying dafka for this. For sure, Hashem promised me he's going to give me kids, but maybe Hashem's going to give me kids after Abraham's going to die. How am I going to get this Habtaha? Le'amushum picha, upizara'acha, upizara'acha, and Tosafot said they have to see each other. How is it going to happen? That's why he was praying Yitzhak Avinu, so Hashem should give him kids during the lifetime of Abraham. And so his grandson, Yaakov Avinu, Yitzhak's son, Yani, is going to be Talmid Hakam during the lifetime of Abraham Avinu. Now we have three generations of Talmid Hakamim, Shubin Torah Posekel Mizra'o. So he continues here, he said, "Utfila kazu, sheyechet rak etzel tzaddik ben tzaddik." Why? כי ממילא צדיק וצדיק כאשר בניו יראו אבות אבותיו, אמר השם אני ערב בו מעתה ועד עולם. אבל צדיק בן רשע לא שייך תפילה זו. לפיכך ויעתר לו השם שהוא היה צדיק בן צדיק. See, here's a very interesting thought. He said, because יצחק אבינו הוא צדיק בן צדיק, now he has reason for יצחק אבינו to pray, השם, please give me my kids during the lifetime of Abraham Avinu, so we should have three generations, one after the other, Talmidei Hakamim. This prayer, that's why Yitzhak was praying. And Rebka was also the same thing. But by Rebka, she didn't have the three generations. Her father was Rasha. So by Rebka, that tefillah, that's not applicable. That tefillah applies only to Yitzhak Avinu, because his father was Talmid Hakam, and he was Talmid Hakam, so he's praying he should have a kid who's Talmid Hakam during the lifetime of Abraham, then he's going to have the Sabtaha. That's why here he says, that's why Hashem answered his tefillah, not her tefillah. Why? Because for him, he has reason why he's praying. He wants to see three generations of Talmidei Hakamim, so really he's praying for L'chboda Torah, Hashem answered him. But for her, there's no, this tefillah doesn't apply to her. That's why Hashem answered his prayer, not hers. But I saw in the Mefarshim, they give exactly the opposite Pirushim. We have here, and I saw here in Sefer Vayomer Abraham, he brings down here, He says, יש מפרשים דרך חדוד, על פי מה שאמרו במדרש, מלמד שהיצחק שטוח מכאן, ואיש שטוחה מכאן, הוא אומר, רבנו של העולם, כל בנים שאתה נותן לי, יהיו מן הצדקת הזאת. והיא אומרת, כל בנים שאתה עתיד, תן לי, יהיו מן הצדיק הזה. That's the מדרש that we just read, that he was praying, they should have all his kids from Ruka, she was praying to have all her kids from יצחק. נמצא שכל אחד התפלל על חברו, והנה אמרו חזל בבא קמא דף צדיק בית, כל מתפלל על חברו, והוא צריך לאותו דבר, הוא נענה תחילה. יצחק התפלל שיהיו לה בנים. יצחק, he wasn't worried about himself. All where he was worried, יצחק, that Hashem, please give her the kids. The kids that you promised to give me, I want you to give me these kids from Rivka. So really he was praying for her. שיהיו לה בנים. ורבקה תפללה שיהיו לו בנים. And Hashem נעתר לרבקה שהתפללה שיהיו לו בנים ממנה. וזהו שאמר לו ולא לה. He said exactly the opposite פירוש now. He said she was praying that he should have kids. And he was praying that she should have kids. And Hashem ויעתר לו Hashem. What does it mean ויעתר לו? Not Hashem answered his prayer, no. Hashem answered the prayer that the person who was praying for him. Who was praying for him? Rivka was praying for him. So Hashem answered Rivka's prayer. And not Yitzhak's prayer. That's why ve'atir lo ve'lo la. He didn't answer his prayer. Why? And the pasuk continue. Ve'lama penei she'ena dumei tefilat tzadik ben tzadik letefilat tzadik ben rasha'. So we understood tefilat tzadik ben tzadik has bigger ma'ala. He said no, exactly the opposite. Tzadik ben rasha' has bigger ma'ala. Why? Because tzadik ben tzadik, he grew up in the family of the old tzadikim. That's what he grew on. But Rivka, she grew in the house of rasha'im. And she changed her midot, she changed her characters to become tzaddikat, so she gets more reward. That's why Hashem answered her prayer. Why? Because she prayed that she yu lo banim. So that's ve'atir lo Hashem. Not he didn't answer his prayer. He answered her prayer, she prayed for him. That's what he said, exactly the opposite. I saw furthermore, that's what brings down here in Torat Yemimah. He says here, "Ayin beora hayin siman nun gimal bataz turei zahab seif katan gimal b'shem habach umaharshal shedekdeku mekan detob lehazer ahar shaliach tzibur ben tzadik." So from here, since that the Gemara Masechet Yevamot said, "Eno duma tefilat tzadik ben tzadik tefilat tzadik ben rasha," Hashem, he answers the prayer of tzadik ben tzadik. Why? Because he is more hashub. So from here, bataz he quotes the bach. He wants to bring the ayah from this Gemara, that if you want to put Hazan, which Hazan you should put? Hazan should be Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. Don't, if you have two options, you have Tzaddik ben Tzaddik and you have Tzaddik ben Rasha, you better off go with the Hazan who is Tzaddik and his father is also Tzaddik. Why? Because the Gemara says before, when is the Tfilah Tzaddik ben Tzaddik? The Tfilah Tzaddik ben Rasha. Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, obviously, his Tfilah is more acceptable. That's why you should look for such a Hazan. Ve'ataz cholek al zeh. وسبير عليه درحمنا لبابعين. So we don't care about his father. We're talking about the Hazan himself. I don't care about if his father was Rasha. I don't care about this. We care about the Hazan himself. Is he Tzaddik? If he's Tzaddik, he could be Hazan. There's no problem about this. Why? Because is he Tzaddik? I don't care about his father. I care about himself. He's Tzaddik. He could be Hazan. ותימה, היא אסק היר דתורת מימה, שלא תרץ מאומה כנגד משמעות סתימת הגמרה, אין עוד דומה, תפילת צדיק בן צדיק, תפילת צדיק בן רשע. So I don't understand that as תורת מימה ask, how is he saying that I don't care about his father, I care only about the Hazan himself. הגמרה בפירוש says, תפילת צדיק בן צדיק is more acceptable than תפילת צדיק בן רשע. אלא שנראה לי, דמי שהוא בעל מידות טובות ביותר, אף על פי שהוא צדיק בן רשע, בכל זה ראוי לבקר אותו על צדיק בן צדיק, שאין בו מידות טובות של צדיק בן רשע. Now he comes, you know, same pirush that we said from ביומר אברהם, he said, well, צדיק בן רשע, now he broke his nature. His nature is what? He grew in the house of רשעים. So he has to change his ways 180 degrees. So he has to change everything. This guy, he gets more reward. So his prayer, for sure, is more acceptable. You're right, you have Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, his tefillah is also acceptable. But that Tzaddik ben Rasha, the Hazan was Tzaddik ben Rasha, his prayer is more acceptable. Why? Because he was ma'bir al midotav more. He put more effort into changing his characters. That's why Hashem answered his prayer. יוסד, ונראה ראיה לזה מהגמרה מסכת תענית, לגמרה סד דף קפה, מעשה ברבי לעזר שירד לפני הטיבה, אני פרד את השם של ברינג גרן, דן רן, ולא ירדו גשמים. אני אפטר הם, ירד רבי עקיבא, אני אביר מלכנו, חתן לפניך, רחם עלינו, את סרט את הטרן. He opened up, רבי עקיבא, opened up his mouth, started the train. His rabbi, רבי לעזר הגדול, he was praying, and no one answered him. הוו מרנני רבנן על כבודו של רבי לעזר, שלא נענה. People, they were talking bad about רבי לעזר. Take a look, the student, he just opened up his mouth, Hashem answered his prayer. The rabbi, he was praying all day long, no one answered him. יצאה בת קול ואמרה, לא מפני שזה גדול מזה, אלא שזה מעביר על מדותיו וזה אינו מעביר על מדותיו. בת קול came out, said, don't think that רבי עקיבא is more צדיק than רבי אלעזר. No, both of them they were צדיקים. אלא רבי אלעזר הוא הצדיק, אינו מעביר על מדותיו, רבי עקיבא הוא הצדיק מעביר על מדותיו. So, but you don't have to speak bad about רבי אלעזר. That's what the Gemara said. All the Mfarshim, they said, Rabbanu Shel Olam, what's going on here? This Gemara is saying that what? Lom penesh zeh gadol mezeh, illa this Rabbi Elazar eno ma'abir amudotav, Rabbi Akiba, yes ma'abir amudotav. So because Rabbi Elazar is not ma'abir amudotav, that's why Rabbi Akiba is bigger than him. Because Rabbi Akiba is ma'abir amudotav. So what's the Gemara saying? V'hene yadua, I continue to see Torah Mima, the Rabbi Akiba haya ben Gerim. ואם כן, היה רבי אלעזר לגבי בערך צדיק בן צדיק. ובכל זה נענה רבי עקיבא, you know why? עם פני המדה טובה שהייתה בו יתירה על רבי אלעזר. So you're right. רבי אלעזר, he was צדיק. He was also מעביר עמדותיו. But he was born to the משפחה of צדיקים. So it's not a big deal for him to be מעביר עמדותיו. But רבי עקיבא, he came from where? He came from בן גרים. So he has to change his nature to be ma'abir al-dotav. Hashem, he answered his prayer, Rabbi Akiba's prayer. That's what he's saying. So here you see from here that what? Kadosh Baruch Hu is accepting tefillat tzaddik ben rasha' bigger than tefillat tzaddik ben tzaddik. That's what the pasuk said. Ve'atir lo Hashem, not for him. Hashem answered her prayer that she was praying for him. That's what the Farshim tell us here. And what the Midrash, he told us that he was standing in one corner and his wife was standing in a different corner. That's what the Midrash is saying. Both of them, they were praying. And Hashem answered her prayer. That goes smoothly with the story that we have. Gemara Masechet Ta'anit also. The Gemara says over there, Daf Kaf Gimel, the story with the Abba Halkiya. The Gemara said that once Hachamim, they didn't have rain. Almost the whole winter is finished and there is no rain. So and, people, you know, they need rain. So they prayed, they made gezerot, no one answered them. So they sent a few shlichim, few messengers to Abba Halkiya. They know that Abba Halkiya is big tzaddik. If he's going to pray for them, it's going to start to rain. So they sent a few messengers, you know, to him to ask him to pray. So they came to him. He was at work. He was working, Abba Halkiya. The Gemara said, they came to him and they told him, Shalom Aleichem Rabbeinu. And he didn't answer them. So okay, so they know this is the guy, this is the address that we're coming to him. They waited for him until he finished, until the end of the day he finished. On the way back, he was carrying, you know, the wood and the stuff on his back. And all the time he was wearing a jacket. And when he had to put the load on his shoulder, he took off the jacket, put it on one shoulder, and he carried the stuff on the other shoulder. It's strange. Putting it, you know, on your shoulder, you're going to scratch yourself. Put it on the jacket. Why he did this? Didn't understand. Furthermore, the Gemara continues, that he was walking in the street. All the street, he was walking barefoot. Whenever he got to cross small river, he put the shoes on and he went inside the water to cross the river. So people do exactly the opposite. All the time that you're walking, you walk with the shoes. But when you get to the river, you take off your shoes. That's what normal people do. But he did exactly the opposite. And after that, you know, a few strange things that he did. Because Surah Al-Gamaya said until he came back home, and he didn't talk to them. He didn't talk to them. And then he told his wife Abba Halkiya. He told her, I know that for sure Hachaim, they sent these messengers because they want us to pray for them, that so Hashem should bring rain. So let both of us, let's go up, you know, to the second floor to pray. Let us go pray before we start talking to them. So they went upstairs to pray. And he was standing in one corner. She was standing in the other corner, Abba Hakia and his wife. And they were praying for rain. Hashem, sure enough, started to rain. The clouds started to come, the Gemara said, from his wife's side. Started to come the clouds, started to rain from his wife's side. And after that, Baruch Hashem, it was raining. He came down, he told them, yes, how can I help you? So they told him, Hachamim, they send us to you, so you should pray for us to have rain. Oh yeah? So he told them, so Baruch Hashem, Baruch HaMakom, Shelo Osrich Otchem Le'Abba Halkiya. You don't need me anymore. It's raining already outside. So he could go, Lechu L'Shalom. He told them, Hacham, we know it started to rain only because of you. So that's, we have no doubt about it. We were praying, the whole winter we were praying, it didn't rain. Now you went upstairs, for sure you were praying, and it started to rain only because of your prayer. That we have no questions about it. But we have different questions. They ask him about few strange things that he did. Why, when he was walking, he was walking barefoot, and then when he wanted to cross the river, he put his shoes on. Yes, he answered them, you know, all the strange things that he was doing, he answered them. He told them, when I was walking the street, I see where am I stepping. If there is something, I could move around. But when I'm stepping inside the water, I can't see exactly what's going on. Why? Because inside the water, you think there's a rock over here, but really it's a different place. That's why I needed the shoes. So he answered them, said, why you put you took off, all the time you were wearing your suit, then you took off your suit, you put it on one shoulder, you put the load on the other shoulder. He told them, because the suit is not mine. I borrowed it from someone, and the guy who lent me the suit, I told him I needed to wear it, not to schlep on top of it. That's why I don't have permission for this. Then they asked him a few other questions, that strange things. But it's all, like when I said, they asked him, when it started to rain, we realized that the clouds started to come from your wife's side. Why is it like this? Is she more tzaddikah than you? So he told them, for me, when someone ani, he sees me in the street, he wants something to eat, what do I have with me in the street? I have money in my pocket. He asks me for tzedakah, he wants to eat something. I give him a few pennies, he goes to buy bread with it. But from where, after I give him the money, he has to look now for a store to buy the bread, and maybe his guy is starving. That's a tzedakah that I do. But my wife's tzedakah, when she gives tzedakah, if someone knocks on her door, she doesn't have money. So the guy is asking her for a tzedakah, what does she give him? She opens up the fridge, she opens up the closet, she gives him bread. So the ani, he gets a hana'ah from her tzedakah right away. But the hana'ah that ani gets from my tzedakah, he has to look for a store, maybe the stores are closed, maybe they're not going to sell him, maybe they run out of bread. It's not 100% that he's going to get the bread. That's why the clouds started to come from her side. Let's hear what also the Rashi is telling us here. Said, Hashem answered her prayer, because her tzedakah, tzedakah omedet la'ad, tzedakah omedet la'ad also, that Hashem answered her praying, because she was praying for him, Hashem answered her prayer. Now, if we come to this, now we could come also to third pirush. We already told you in the beginning, simple understanding pshat of the pasuk, ve'atir lo Hashem, Hashem answered his prayer, not hers. Second pirush we told you, ve'atir lo Hashem, that means Hashem answered her prayer that she was praying for him. Why? Because eno domet filat tzadik masrit, filat tzadik mirasha. Filat tzadik mirasha has bigger ma'ala. Since that she was tzadiket bat rasha, that's why Hashem answered her prayer and not his prayer. Now, after we come to this conclusion, now we have the permission now to explain furthermore, that we know how old was Abraham Avinu when they got married, Rivka and Yitzhak. It was 140, as I said. And obviously they were praying. Yitzhak and Rivka, they were praying to have kids. So Kolchi Kain, Abraham Avinu, he was also praying for them to have kids. And Abraham's going to see his son. He doesn't have kids, Yitzhak. And Yitzhak was praying for kids, and his wife also praying for kids. Could it be that Abraham was standing on the side? He's look at them, they were praying, and he doesn't pray also for them? Doesn't make sense. For sure, Abraham Avinu, he was also praying for them. The Zohar HaKadosh brings down, said if it wasn't because of the prayers of the Avot HaKadoshim, the world wouldn't stand even 1 hour. Only now that we're standing, only because of Zechut Avot. You have the Zechut, the prayers of the Avot HaKadoshim. So Kol Shekein Bevadai that Abraham Avinu, after he saw his son Yitzhak, he doesn't have kids, and he was praying for kids. Mistama that Abraham also, for sure, he was also praying for his son to have kids. So now, Abraham was praying also for his son to have kids. And now the Pasuk said, Ve'atir lo Hashem. What does it mean, Ve'atir lo Hashem? Who's lo? Now, Ve'atir lo Hashem answered Abraham's prayer, not Yitzhak's prayer. Who's until now we understood, Ve'atir lo Hashem, who's lo? Yitzhak. Or that's Rebecca, that she was praying for Yitzhak. Now we have the permission now to explain that maybe Hashem answered Abraham's prayer, Be'atir lo Hashem, and not Tefillat Yitzhak. Why not Tefillat Yitzhak? Because Yitzhak, he was Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. And Abraham, he was Tzaddik ben Rasha'. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered his prayer, lo, Be'atir lo Hashem. And you know why? Because Rashi said, "Eno domet filat tzaddik ma tzaddik filat tzaddik mi rasha." Him, for him, Abraham Avinu, he was tzaddik mi rasha. He has bigger ma'ala. That's why Hashem answered his prayer. But for Yitzhak, he was tzaddik bin tzaddik. It's not that filat, it's not such a big ma'ala. That's why Hashem answered Abraham's prayer. And if that pirush is true, now we could see the words of Rashi fits exactly. What does Rashi said? Ve'atir lo Hashem, lo ve'lo lah. Why? She'enu dumei tefilat tzaddik ben tzaddik l'tefilat tzaddik ben rasha. Simple understanding of Rashi, Hashem answered Yitzhak prayer and not Rivka's prayer. Why? Because enu dumei tefilat tzaddik ben tzaddik, who's that? That's Yitzhak. L'tefilat tzaddik ben rasha. Who's that tzaddik ben rasha? That's Rivka. Rivka is tzaddik ben rasha? That's tzaddiket but rasha. Rashi said, "Eno domet filat tzaddik ben tzaddik, filat tzaddik ben rasha." Chavra, Rashi should have said, "If Hashem answered his prayer, Yitzhak's prayer, why? Because he was tzaddik ben tzaddik, and she was tzaddiket but rasha." But doesn't say like this in Rashi. It says, "Filat tzaddik ben rasha." Who's that tzaddik ben rasha? That's Abraham Avinu. He was tzaddik ben rasha, and Yitzhak he was tzaddik ben tzaddik. That's why Hashem answered Abraham's prayer and not Yitzhak's prayer. Let's hear what the Mefarshim tell us, that this is the idea here. Now, as I said, that really Yitzhak, he wasn't really scared, he wasn't worried if he's going to have kids or not. And, he has different reason why he was praying. Why? Because he wanted Yaakov to be born during the lifetime of Abraham Avinu. That's one pirush. I saw here also Midrash Rabbah. It says in Parashat Haye Sarah, פרשה סמך סמן י' ג' פסוק סד וישלחו את רבקה ויאמרו לה אחותינו את היי לאלפי רבבה וירש זרעך את שער שונאיו אמר בי איבו אחותינו את היי לאלפי רבבה מפני מה לא נפקדה רבקה עד שנתפלל עליה יצחק וואי רבקה אמנו וזעקרה until יצחק he had to pray for her. You know why? שלא יהיו עובדי כוכבים אמורים תפלתנו עשתה פירות. The only reason why Rivka was Akara, you know why? And there is also Midrash Rabban Shir Shirim, also brings also similar Midrash. He said, why Rivka was Akara? Because she got bracha from her brother Laban. What did he tell her? He told, Ahotenu, Atayi le'elfei rebaba, b'yirash zareh cha'a soniav. So Laban gave her bracha, that's why she was Akara. Because of her brother's beracha, that's why she was akara. Why? Because their beracha, he really, Laban bakesh la'akor takol, like we said last week. So now he cares about Rebekah Amenu, who's going to have Am Yisrael from her. What is he saying? Ahotena ta'il le'elfei rebaba. Ela, because of his prayer, she was akara. Now, to understand this, what does it mean? Because of his prayer, she become akara. I saw here, interesting, Hatam Sofer in Torat Moshe, he says here in the Torah Moshe Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Bet, ונראה לי דעית במדרש רבה בשביל ברכה שבירך לבן לרבקה את היי לאלפי רבבה לכן הייתה עקרה. רק על ידי תפילה זכתה להיריון פעם אחת. ולכאורה מה לנו בברכת לבן? הלו גם לבלעם נתן הקדוש ברוך הוא רשות לברך את ישראל. He said, what do we care if לבן give her ברכה or didn't give her ברכה? Because of his ברכה she has to suffer now. Because he gave her ברכה She has to suffer not to have kids for 20 years. I understand. I understand it, but because of their prayer, she has to suffer now. She was tzaddikat. Why she has to suffer because of this? And he says that we see also Kadosh Baruch Hu gave permission to Bil'am also to give barakah to Am Israel. If the barakah for Mut'a Olam is not so good, why Hashem let Bil'am to give us barakah? Just, he wanted to curse us, make him stop from cursing us. He don't have to switch it to become barakah. Ella, we don't care about what they're going to say. So why she has to suffer because of his barakah? ויש לומר, די ידוע שרוב הבנים הולכים אחרי אחי האם. לך דגמרה סד בבא בתרא, דפקו פיוד עמוד א', והיה לבן יודע שמצד אחותו יהיו בנים רשעים כמותו. לבן, he knew that רוב הבנים דומים לאחי האם. All the kids that the person gets, they have the same, almost the same midot of the mother's brother. Of their uncle. That's what it says. The Gemara says this. So Laban knew this. So he knew Laban that all the kids that Rebekah is going to have, they're going to be just like him, just like Laban. So he was so happy. So that's why he gave her. He gave her Beracha. Ahotenu at Hayile Elfira. I should have a lot of kids like me, he was telling her. But she doesn't want this Beracha. Ach mitzad Yitzhak, shehu tzadik ben tzadik, tolid mistama gamken ben tzadik. Abal robbaneha yiyu reshaim. Rob banim doim leahayim. Probably because she married Yitzhak, she would have a son like Yitzhak. Yeah, okay, no problem. But most of her kids are going to be like Laban. He was happy now, Laban. ולכן אמר הרשע לבן, אחותנו, דהיינו אותו צד שיש בך, שאת אחותנו, את היי לאלפי רבבה. דהיינו אותם הבנים יהיו מרובים מן זרע צדיקים שתוליד מצד גרם של בעלך. So you should have a lot of kids that are similar to me. And you're probably going to have one or two kids like Yitzhak Avinu. It's okay, batil b'shishim. But most of your kids should be like me. V'yirash zara'ich et sha'ar suni'av. Dehainu, who's that sha'ar suni'av? Dehainu, she'isav yichbosh et Ya'akob. Nimsa she'ota beracha kilalahi. The beracha that Laban gave to Rebekah, it was kilala for her, it was curse. Lachen sagar Hashem rahma. That's why Hashem. So she should not get Laban's beracha. He made her akara. He made Rebekah akara. V'gam Yitzhak haya mityarem ze. Also Yitzhak, he was scared to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rebekah should have kids. Why? Because he was scared. Maybe the kids are going to be similar to whom? To Laban. So he was scared. Shemei yodit hasv shalom zera pasul. Uvaday bilti kelum yifshar. He said, so if he's not going to pray at all, also... He has to pray for kids, but he was scared. Maybe the kids are going to be similar to Laban. That's why he was scared. Dehainu al korchach sheyistarich lehudit le'isav leten le'samach meim chalko mitzad sheyitzhak atzmo haya midat ha'din. Ach haya mityareh chas v'shalom shirob baneha u'kulam yiyu mistrad dina mechamat ha'chayim. Lekach ketiv ve'yatar Yitzhak. What does it mean ve'yatar Yitzhak? Pirash Rashi herba ve'hefzir b'tefillah. That's why he was praying extra hard, Yitzhak Avinu. Why? Because really he needed two miracles. Miracle number one, that Rebekah should have kids because she was Akara. Miracle number two, that the nature of Rebekah, if she's going to have kids, they're going to be similar to Laban. He doesn't want this. Really he was praying for double miracle. And Hashem, Tfila Usa Mehta, Hashem answered him in half. So he got Yaakov in one shot. He got also Esav on the other hand. Let's see what the Hatam Sofer is saying. And furthermore, I saw here also, he goes also a step further here in Sefer Lebushei Yom Tov. ולדעתי יש לומר ולפרש האמור על פי ספר ישמח משה על הפסוק ויצחק בן ארבעים שנה וקחתו את רבקה. That it says, דלכך היו אמותינו חזל צד, דלכך היו אמותינו עקרות פני שאחיהם רשעים. ורוב הבנים הולכים אחרי אחי האם. אך זה, he said, all this that what the Midrash said, the Gemara said, Masechet Baba Batra, רוב הבנים דומים לאחי האם, all the kids, they come out to their uncle from their mother's side. This only if the mother gave birth naturally. Then, natural way, then דומים לאחי האם. זה כשהלידה היא על פי טבע, בכוח הגוף. אבל כאן, by רבקה אמנו, she was עקרה. Hashem has to do a miracle for her. So the miracle now has no connection to her brothers. אבל כאן שהיו אמותינו עקרות, ובכוח הגוף, in the natural way, לא היה להם לידה כלל, רק על פי נס. אז שוב, אין הולכים אחרי חייהם. Since that, here we have to pray for a miracle, miracle now has no connection to the mother's brothers anymore. They are not connected anymore. If the mother was giving birth natural way, then Rabbanim Dawim Le'Ahayim. But if she was Akara and we have to pray for a miracle, then Hashem wouldn't do it like this. So he says here, continues, ויימכן קשה על יצחק, על מה שיתפלל על רבקה שתלד, הלו היא אחות לבן, ורבנים הולכים אחריהם. ותראה, so he said, if that's the case, how come יצחק אבינו was praying for רבקה to have kids? And he answered, כי הייתה עקרה בטבעה מרחם אמה, וליקה למחש לאחי. And that's what the pasuk meant. ויעתר יצחק לשם לנוכח אשתו. What does it mean לנוכח אשתו? We told in the beginning, רשב"ם understood, לנוכח אשתו, בשביל אשתו. For his wife. He was praying for his wife, she should have kids. But here he's saying no. Vikashe, Lamat Palel. Why he was praying for his wife? If he's praying for her, then all the kids she's gonna have, they're gonna be similar to Laban. He doesn't want this, Yitzhak. So why he was praying? Laze Amara Pasuki Akarahi Viazala Hashashahu. And so he goes now a step further. He said, Vraiti Muba Bishem. בשם עתר צבי, מה שהמהות היו עקרות, you know why רבקה שהיא was עקרה, זהו מכוח שהאבות התפללו עליהן שיופסק מהן כוח הלידה הטבעית, שאם יולידו בטבע יצאו מהם רשעים הדומים למשפחתם, על כן התפללו שיהיו עקרים ואחר כך התפללו שילדו בדרך נס, ואז לילתן תהיה בקדושה. This is here interesting. He said all the אבות הקדושים, The Midrash says all the Ammahot, they were Akarot. Sarah, Rabka, and Rahel, all of them, they were Akarot. And the Midrash says also Leah was also Akara. Ela, the Pasuk, Veiftah et Rahma. Hashem, Veiftah Hashem et Rahma, Verahel Akara. They opened up, but she was also Akara. All the Ammahot, they were Akarot. Why they were Akarot? Because their husband, they were praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make them Akarot. Why? Because if Hashem is not going to make them akarot and they're going to give birth, all the kids that they're going to have, they're going to be similar to the mother's brother, as we said. And who the Sarah Menu, who was her father, who was her brother, and the Rubka, who was her brother, and all the Rahel Rubka also, Rahel Leah, who was their father, their family, they're all Rishaim. So if they're going to have natural kids, then they're going to be similar to Laban, they're going to be similar to Betuel. We don't want such a kid. That's why Avot HaKadoshim, they were praying for their wife to become Akarot. That's the first step in their prayer. And after Hashem answered their prayer and their wife became Akarot, now they're praying so their wife should give birth Bederech HaNes. That's with this we could explain. V'yatar Yitzhak L'Shem L'Nochach Eshto. What does it mean L'Nochach Eshto? What does this mean? She was praying for something, he was praying for the opposite. She was praying to have kids, he was praying for her to become Akara. That was his prayer. But after that, after she became Akara, then he was praying for her to have kids. Why? Because he wanted the kids to become Tzaddikim. Because if she is giving birth Bederech HaNes, then now they have no connection anymore to their uncles. That's here what the Mefarshim did. Now, after all this tefillot that we said, Abraham was praying, Yitzhak was praying, Rebecca was praying, all of them, they were praying to have kids. And what kind of kids? They were praying to have kids, tzaddikim. That's why we said that the Yitzhak, he prayed for Rebecca to become Akara. And after that, he prayed for her to give birth Bederech HaNes. So if all with all these calculations that we were saying, how come Esav came up, from where Esav come? Where did Esav come from? They were praying for Esav. All what we said until now, Abraham was praying, Rebekah was praying, Yitzhak was praying, and they were praying to become Akarot, so they shouldn't be similar to Laban. At the end, nothing helped, it looks like. All their prayer, Hashem did not answer none of their prayers, sounds like. They got Esav. Where they got Esav? Did they pray for such a kid? Did Rebekah pray for Esav? Did Yitzhak pray for Esav? Did Abraham pray for Esav? Where did Esav come? Where did he come from? Who was praying for him? Ella, we could explain that really the pasuk says here by Rivka, ויתרוססו בנים וקרבה, then she went ותלך לדרוש את השם, ויאמר אדוני אלה, שני גויים בבטנך, you have two nations in your stomach, ושני לאומים מעייך פרדו, ולאום מלאום יאמץ, ורבי עבו צעיר. אנחנו יאב גמרא מסכת מגילה, הגמרא בדרך דפף, הגמרא says, ולאום מלאום יאמץ, what does mean? ירושלים וקיסרי. אם אומר לך אדם, חרבו שתיהם, או נבנו שתיהם, אל תאמין. כן? חרבה ירושלים ולבנתה קיסרי, לבנתה ירושלים וחרבה קיסרי, תאמין. Why? פסוק, ולאום מלאום יאמץ. Only one nation is going to be up. Either עם ישראל or the goyim. So here, ולאום מלאום יאמץ. That Hashem told רבקה אמנו, you have two nations, but really, only one of them is going to be up at one stage. So what does that mean? Because we know, we have everyone knows that Yitzhak Avinu, the Gemara Masechet Shabbat said Daf Petet, that the Gemara said La'atid Labo, Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna bring Am Yisrael, and the pasuk said Lechuna ve'nevach yachai Omar Hashem. Okay, let us see what kind of abirot you're doing, and Am Yisrael, they're gonna see Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna judge them on their sins, so they need now Orech Din, they need now a lawyer to pray for them, to talk for them. So all Am Israel, they look up to Abraham Avinu. They said, Abraham Avinu, come pray for us. Then the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Abraham, he tells him, Banecha Hatu, Am Israel did Avonot. So what does Abraham answer him? He tells him, Yimahu al Kedushat Shemecha. Did Avonot? Punish them. Am Israel standing on the side, said, no, we expected Abraham to say something. Punish them. He said, okay. So Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu went to Yaakov. He said, maybe Abraham, he didn't have Tsar Gedul Bani. Let me go to Yaakov. He had 12 Shebatim and Dinan, a lot of Sarot he went through. For sure he's going to have mercy on his kids. He went to Yaakov. He said, Yaakov, Banecha Hatu. Yaakov answered the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimahu al Kedushat Shemecha. They did the Avonot, take care of them, punish them. Why? Banim Gedalti Veromamti Vim Pashobi? I don't want them. Take care of them. So Am Israel said, I don't know, what's going on here? Abot HaKadoshi, Abot HaOlam, where are you? Abraham, he didn't pray for us. Yaakov didn't pray for us. They go to Yitzhak. They say, Yitzhak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Yitzhak. He tells them, Yitzhak, Banecha Hatu. Then Yitzhak starts to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He tells them, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Banai Velo Banecha? Now you call them because they're doing Avirot. You're telling me that my kids did Avonot? Whenever Am Israel, they're Tzadikim. What did you say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Bini Bechori Israel. You have the kabod from Am Israel. They are my sons. You call them my sons, Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's what you call them. Now that they're doing Avirot, you're saying they are my kids now? They're not your kids anymore. So you say, Banenu Hatu. So don't say, Banecha Hatu. Say, Banenu, our kids did Avonot. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw there is who to talk to. Said, Abraham, he said, kill them. Yaakov said, take care of them. So he said, Yitzhak, he was looking for such a guy. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why he come to Abraham and Yaakov? He want them to pray for Am Israel. He saw in Yitzhak, he started, the argument with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, that's the one I'm looking for. So he told him, okay, Banenu Hatu, they have Avonot. They have to get punished. Then Yitzhak told him, Rabbanu Shel Olam, how many years the person lives on earth? David HaMelech said, Yemei Shenotenu Bahem Shebaim Shana, Vehem Begburot Shemunim Shana, Verohbam Amal Vaven. That the person lives 70 years, that's what David HaMelech said. That's what he lived also, David HaMelech. 70 years, he said, take off the first 20 years that he don't punish the person. Bedin Shel Ma'ala, that they don't punish until the age of 20. We spoke about it last week, a different discussion. Said, and until the age of 20, you don't punish them. Now, how many years are left? 50 years. 50 years, half of the 50 years, people are sleeping. While the person is sleeping, could he do Avirot when he's sleeping? So take off another 25 years. How many years now are we left with? 25 years. From these 25 years, take half of them, half of that, the 12 and a half years, the person is eating, drinking, is in the bathroom, is taking a shower. Does he have time to do Avirot? He's in the bathroom, he's eating, he's drinking. He doesn't have time to do Avirot. So take off another 12 and a half years. For sure, they didn't do any Avirot. So what's left from the whole 70 years? You're saying that they did Avonot. How many years they could possibly do Avonot? Only 12 and a half years. 12 and a half years. That's all what the Rabbi Shalom is saying, that they did it Avonot. Said the Rabbi Shalom, forgive them, it's only 12 and a half years. If you don't want, we'll split it. Be between me and you, we'll forgive them. And if you don't want to forgive them, I'm not hashub in front of you, Rabbi Shalom. I put myself on the Mizbeah. Akedat Yitzhak. So for my zechut, please, Rabbi Shalom, forgive them. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you, because of you, Yitzhak Abinu, Am Israel, I'm going to forgive Am Israel. And then Am Israel is sitting on the side and they're hearing the conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov. Now Am Israel, they refer to Yitzhak and they tell him, Ki Ata Abinu, you are our real father. Ki Abraham lo yada'anu, Vi Yaakov lo yakirenu, Ata Abinu. So they said to Yitzhak, you are our real father. Yitzhak tell them, no, you should refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only because of his mercy he forgave you. And that's why after that they refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But really, Yitzhak, he was the one to be Melamed Zechut on Am Yisrael. Now with this, we come to this week's parasha. I was always wondered what's going on in the Midrash, Chaurah. The Midrash says here exactly the opposite from what the Gemara said. Let me open up the Midrash and read it from inside. Says here the Midrash Rabban, Parashat Samech Zayin, Siman Zayin, Ve'al harbicha tihiye ve'tahicha ta'abod, Ve'haya ke'asher tarid, Ufarakta ullo me'al tzabaricha. That's the bracha that Yitzhak was giving to Esav. After Esav came second time, he told him, Ve'al harbicha tihiye ve'tahicha ta'abod. You should serve, you should work for your brother Yaakov. Ve'haya ke'asher tarid, Ufarakta ullo me'al tzabaricha. What does it mean? The Midrash says here, Amar Biyosef ben Halafta, Im ra'ita achicha porek ullah shel Torah me'alav, gizor alav shemadim ve'etta sholet bo. Yeah. So what he told him? Behaya ke'asher tarid ufarakta ullah me'al tzavarecha. Yitzhak told Esav, as long as your brother Yaakov is learning Torah, then you have to serve him. He's in Gabir something lach, with Koli Havan Natatilola Abadim, with Agam Vitirosh Semachtiv, with Haifo Maya Sebeni. He's the one. He's the one who got the brachot. You have to serve him. But when you see your brother Yaakov is not learning Torah, then I'm giving you advices. You should put a lot of Gezerot Ra'ot on him, and he's gonna wipe Hasu Shalom from Am Yisrael. He's gonna win. That's the advice that Yitzhak is giving to Esav against Yaakov. The Midrash says here, "Hada udchtib ki ata abinu ki Abraham lo yedaanu veYisrael lo yekirenu veYitzhak hechanu." The Midrash he brings the same exact pasuk that the Gemara brings in Masechet Shabbat Daf Petet. From this pasuk, the Gemara said, "Ki Abraham lo yedaanu. Abraham did not pray for Am Yisrael. Yisrael Yaakov abinu did not pray for us. Who was praying for us? Only Yitzhak abinu." Ki ata abinu referring to Yitzhak. Here the Midrash said, it's a wonder. How come the Pasuk, he mentioned Ki Abraham Yada'anu Yaakov Lo Kiranu? Where is Yitzhak? Why Yitzhak is not mentioned in the Pasuk? Take a look at the words. If it doesn't say in the Midrash, I wouldn't have the audacity to say it. It's a scary Midrash. Yitzhak hechan hu? The Midrash answers, Mi shehu omer lo gizor alav shemadim at matkifo la'abot. What is he saying? The Midrash is saying, a guy who's giving advice to Esav how to make Gezerot against Yaakov. Such a person, you want to mention his name with the Avot HaKadoshim? No way. It's a very harsh statement to say. That's what the Midrash is saying here. Again, Amar do, mi shehu omer lo gizor alav shemadim on Am Yisrael. Gizor alav shemadim. A guy who's giving such advice. Ata matchifo la'avot. You want to mention him right next to the Avot HaKadoshim? No way. That means the Midrash going all the way against Yitzhak. The Gemara went all the way pro Yitzhak, for Yitzhak. He's the one who was praying for us. Chaura, Midrashim, Halukim, Menakatze, Lakatze. How are we going to explain it? But based on what we said now, really, we could explain this Midrash also. That what? That really, we asked, where did Esav come from? Abraham was praying, Yitzhak was praying, Rebekah was praying. All of them, they were praying to have kosher kids, to have kids that are tzaddikim, to be ma'amid Am Yisrael from them. So how did they get Esav? Where did Esav come from? Ella, you know why Hashem gave them Esav? Really, Rebecca and Yitzhak, they were praying for Yaakov. And Hashem gave Rebecca and Yitzhak only one son. His name is Yaakov. But he gave Yaakov another brother. That brother, Esav, he's gonna watch Yaakov. What does mean? But when Yaakov is learning Torah and keeping the mitzvot, then Esav is going to serve Yaakov. Like the Pasuk said, V'amidu zarim v'ra'u tzonechem, u'bnei nechar k'arechem v'chormechem. B'nei Esav, they're going to be working for Yaakov to serve him because he's learning Torah. But when Yaakov is not learning Torah, then Hashem send a reminder to Yaakov, if you're not going to learn Torah, we're going to send you have your brother Esav. Esav is going to remind you to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to learn Torah. So really, what the Mefarshim is saying, really, Yitzhak and Rivka, they got one son only, his name is Yaakov. Ella Hashem, he gave him also another brother called Esav, that's only for the benefit of Yaakov. If Yaakov is keeping the mitzvot, Esav is going to serve him. If Yaakov is not keeping the mitzvot, Esav is going to remind him to keep the mitzvot. He's going to tell him, Gizor alav shemadim. Yes, Gizor alav shemadim, להחזיר אותו למוטב. Like the Gemara said, מסכת מגילה. גדולה הסרת טבעת יותר ממחית נביאים ושבע נביאות. That all the נביאים, 48 נביאים we had, and the 7 נביאות that we had in עם ישראל, those are the נביאים that they give נבואה לדורות. The Gemara said, נביאים, they had כפליים כיוצאי מצרים. They had millions of נביאים. But those נביאים, they give נבואה לדורות, 48 נביאים, 7 נביאות, all the times they're telling Am Israel, do teshubah, if you're not going to do teshubah, Hashem is going to destroy Beit HaMikdash, he's going to do this, going to do that. Nothing helped. Gidula hasarat tabaat, v'yasar ha-melech ha-tabaatu me'al yado, v'yitina li-hamal n-hamidata. That's what made Am Israel do teshubah. That's here what Yitzhak is saying. He said, v'haya kashish tarid, if you see your brother is not learning Torah, gizor alav shemadim. Not has v'shalom, is Yitzhak has something against Yaakov. No, for the benefit of Yaakov. Because Yaakov is supposed, Am Israel, we're supposed to keep the mitzvot, we're supposed to learn the Torah and keep the mitzvot, to behave like Bnei Yaakov. But if we're not behaving like Bnei Yaakov, Hashem sent us a reminder from Esav. Esav is reminding us that we have to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Pasuk said, "Batzar lecha umtsa'ucha, kol devarim ha'ele, v'shabta'a ad Hashem Elokecha, v'shamata bekolo." That's here what Yitzhak was praying. V'hei kesher tarik gizor alav shemadim. What does it mean? You have to put Shemadim in Am Israel to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like also, Farao Krib. What does it mean, Farao Krib? Farao Krib Israel, Abihim Shabashamayim. And also a similar idea. That's what the Mefarshim telling us. Wil'om, Mil'om Ye'emas. Really, they were praying Yitzhak and Rebekah to have kids that are tzaddikim. Hashem answered their prayer and they got Yaakov. Why did they get Esav? Esav is only to remind Yaakov if he's not going to behave properly. Esav is going to remind him. But really, all their descendant is Yaakov. Ki bei Yitzhak karelecha zara. Not kol Yitzhak. Not all the kids that Yitzhak is going to have. Bei Yitzhak. Part of Yitzhak, Am Yisrael is going to come. Who's that? That's Yaakov. So from Yaakov, Am Yisrael is going to come. Only Esav only serves as a reminder. Again, if Am Yisrael is keeping them his vote, Esav is going to serve him. If not, that we gonna send them as a reminder. That's what Hakim is telling us. That's what Rebecca and Yitzhak were praying. Hashem answered the praying. Be'atir lo Hashem, lo la, whatever you want to say it. Hashem answered their prayer and they got Yaakov Abinu. That's we are Bnei Yaakov Yosef Sela. We are the sons of Yaakov Abinu Bnei Israel. So we have to learn from this parasha that we have to follow the mitzvot. If Am Israel were not following the mitzvot, Chas v'Shalom, then we have a lot of reminders from Umot HaOlam. But if Am Yisrael is keeping the Torah, keeping the mitzvot, then Am Yisrael, they are lema'ala, wal'om al'om yemas, is going to be la'ila wal'ila. That's here what we have with this parasha. Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should help all of us, be'ez Hashem itbarach, that we should be able to l'mod, l'med, shmo v'la'asot, and nizkeh be'ez Hashem, להעמיד דור צדיקים בעזרת השם, אז יקיים בנו כפסוק, ועמדו זרים ורעו צונכם, ובני נכר כריכם וחורמכם, ובא לציון גואל, אמן ואמן. הרבה חנן אף שאומר, עשה קדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל, לפיכך, רבה להם את המצוות שנאמר.